Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I are going to talk about movies and TV shows, and we get off to a wild start, kind of land on The Boys, talk about that, get sidetracked, and it's just a regular episode of debauchery. So hope you enjoy it. Remember to like and subscribe. Give us that 5-star review because, you know, we desperately need it because we're really not that good, but show us some sympathy. I can't even talk this morning, so enjoy the episode.
Good morning, Smuckers, and welcome to a fantastic Friday. I have my buddy here with me, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, everybody. What's happening?
Oh, man, dude. I'll tell you, I am so glad it's Friday. I don't know about you. I mean, every day's Friday.
TGIF.
TGIF. But then I say TGIM, TGIT, TJIW, TJIT, TGIF.
Oh, you're fucking weird.
Yeah, the only one I don't like is TGISUN. I'm just like, eh. And then it's like back to reality. I like the hiking and shit in the mornings and stuff, but once you sit down in the evening, you're kind of like, fuck.
See, I'm not like that. See, I like going to work. I like doing what I do. Yeah.
Cool, great. So I'll give you my schedule then, which is nothing.
Sounds like you need to change professions.
I think so. You know what? That's a good one. I wonder. Hey, let me look this up. You know, they've got this truck driving school. Just drive some mad trucks.
Yeah. And you'd love the lot lizards because that'd be right up your alley.
Fuck you, dude. You're a dick. No, I would not. You think I'm this skank guy? You think I go after all these skanks? You're such a dick.
You totally would. You know.
Hey, look,
in your moment of needs, you would definitely 100%.
I'll be honest with you, no, dude. I talk mad shit.
I'll be honest with you, yes.
No, you're wrong. You're dead fucking wrong. Because the reality is, no, yes, you are. I literally will not.
I literally
fuck some skank.
You'd be bored. You'd be bored in the middle of the night. She'd come up. She would look good enough.
Fuck that. No. Uh-uh.
She would look good enough.
She would look good enough.
All right, let's roll.
She'd look good
enough. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm sure they're not all hideous. I'm sure they're not all hideous. I'm positive they're not all hideous.
Have you watched any of those lounge lizard videos? Or lounge lizards. Lot lizards.
Well, I'm sure they're not showing the super hot ones. Because that wouldn't get views. Think about it.
Yeah, the hell it wouldn't. You'd be like, hell yeah, I need to become a truck driver.
Hell no, you wouldn't. And plus, who would want to share that?
That's true. That's true. If you had a monopoly on it, man, and you were going in. Yeah, but you know, like, what? They're in the lots. Like, they're in the lots working it, man. They're giving up that pootie left and right. No thanks. Ugh. I don't know, man. Could you ever bang a prostitute?
It depends.
Are you serious? You would have sex with a prostitute?
I mean, it depends. Yeah.
I mean, if you were a single male, obviously we're married, so you know. But I'm saying, if you were a single guy, you would go out and have sex with prostitutes.
Not regularly. No, it'd have to be like a high.
Not regularly.
Sport. It'd have to be like
regularly.
A high. It'd have to be a high.
Not regularly.
It'd have to be something that the average man can't afford. You know, I'm not going for like the $50 humdinger.
You're not going for that. Huh, let me jack you off.
No. It'd be like extremely expensive. That should be extremely selective clientele.
Yeah, I still don't think I could do it, man. I don't care how hot she is. I don't know, man. It's just something about
you pay for it one way or the other.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, you got a point.
Either way, you're paying for it. You guys split everything. So I guess you're actually getting it free. So
yeah, I'll take that. But I'm just saying, man. I just don't know if I could do it. I really don't know if I could do it. I mean, ask me this 20 years ago, I probably would have said you're absolutely right on everything you said to start out the show. Skanks included.
It's because you're old. And your EDs kicking.
Because I'm old and my EDs kicking in, and I'm going.
Man, you're laying them low today. Like you're making me sound like a dick because I'm just picking up all the low hanging fruit this morning.
Yeah, because you're just an asshole. You turned into an asshole the last few months. Everybody can hear it.
I enjoy being an asshole.
I know. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you enjoy it. I try to play off like I'm an asshole, but I really can't be one. What's that?
Why don't you enjoy it?
It's just not in my it's the word I'm looking for. It's just not in my my demeanor. I can't do it. I try to be an asshole.
You were raging asshole the last two, couple, 3 weeks with everybody.
It's because I fucking hated everybody. but
you still do.
Still do. You beat me to it, son of a bitch. Anyway.
So, son of a bitch, Dylan, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. Dylan.
Speaking of son of a bitches, what do you think about the boys this episode, this season?
You know, this last episode really was fucked up. I mean, it was really a fucked up episode. Where do you want to begin?
Before we get into the actual fucked upnesses, the first thing I've noticed is it has a very Trump versus Biden feel to it. With Homelander being the Trump side of the spectrum and Starlight being the Biden side of spectrum, in my opinion. I don't know if you feel the same way, but
you know, it's funny you bring that up, because I was sitting there watching it, when they're showing religion being a problem and all this shit, you know, and they're showing Starlight being this religious fanatic, you know what I mean? And yada, yada, yada.
She wasn't being religious. She was anti-religious.
Anti-religion. I'm sorry. Problem. But what's her name? What is
Firecracker.
Firecracker. Thank Firecracker. Yeah. I couldn't remember her damn name.
You know, she's actually a lesbian in real life. So it's kind of funny that she's playing a homophobic non-lesbian.
Is she really a dyke?
Yeah. She is a lesbian. We don't have to call her a dyke. It's kind of intense. Jeez.
I just speak it how I see it, man. Well, actually, she's not a dyke. I don't know.
Jesus, man. Fuck. I don't even know where to go with that.
I'm only fucking with you, man. It's all for the ratings.
Are you gonna start being just kike and spick?
Backstory, you're just gonna start throwing out
all sorts of
slurs.
Yeah, don't even go with my brother's gay so I can say what I want. That's a fucking complete fucking cop out.
Hold on.
You can't be gay by association. That's bullshit.
No, I'm not gay by association. What I'm saying is
you can still be homophobic. You can still be a homophobic asshole.
I fuck with my brother and his significant other so much that I forget.
What part of West Virginia are you guys from?
The same corner as your wife. Oh, burn. Bam. Anyway.
I had to get her out of the cycle, you know?
You had to get her out of the cycle. Get her out of the woods. get her out of the mom.
Save her from her.
You have to put some shoes on, girl.
I like her. No. I'm pregnant.
So fucked up. But no. So, yeah. I talk so much mad shit to them. On the reg, that it sometimes the words just come out when I shouldn't, you know. Because so the reality is, I am sorry if I offended anybody, but
no, you're not. You're not.
Fuck you, girl. It's fine.
You don't give a shit about.
Look,
nobody.
Dude. I say I'm short, fat, bald, old. I mean, come on, give me a break. Take a joke.
And you're starting to look a little orange too.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Fuck you, dick.
Yeah, you look a little orange in your camera,
dude. No, I don't. Lord, you're such an asshole. Cheeks. You're so stupid. No, I'm not.
I'm gonna start calling you Trump Jr.
Fuck you.
Especially right
you
here.
Would, you don't understand anything. You just need to be quiet over there, okay? If it wasn't for me, I invented the sun. I invented the sun.
DT.
I invented the sun. Just remember that. Just like I invented the internet. But anyway. So back to the boys.
The sun's run by China. That's why I use the orange.
We literally just went off on a tangent. So hold on, let's get back to the boys.
No, we didn't. We were talking about how
because I said the word
Trump
dyke.
Versus Biden. And then,
oh yeah, that's right.
You know, I was saying it was ironic that the homophobic firecracker is actually a lesbian in real life.
Correct.
IRL, which is funny. So.
I got the whole vibe on that episode too, where it was just the whole conservative versus liberal feel to it. So it was kind of a little bit of a turnoff, because I really believe that both sides just need to come together. I mean, and talk. But
I'm hoping that's what they take. I don't know how they're going to take this though, because
I don't know either.
Both sides can't come together.
Which is fucked up, dude. I mean, whatever happened to people just having a conversation, man? Just saying. But anyway,
I don't know.
So the part I thought was fucked up in that episode was the spider guy.
Are you talking about the most recent episode?
Yes, the Spider-Man, dude. I mean, like, and then when he took his fucking thing down, his pants down, dude, and he had the hole right above his ass, and he shot that web into fucking Huey's face. I was like, ew.
Well, no, it wasn't Huey. It was Milkman. He shot it in Milkman's face.
Was it Milkman's face?
Milkman was the one that was inserting the enema in enema into.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little slow.
The guy's butthole, but he put it in the wrong hole at first, and that stimulated him, and he shot the little wad in his face. Huey had to dress up as him to infiltrate.
That's a fucked up scene party. Too.
And oh my god, what was that guy's name? Tracker? Track?
I'm not 100% sure. All I know, he's the guy that was the head of the party, and they went downstairs into that fucking dungeon thing. And it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I still don't know who the Gimp was.
Nobody knows who the Gimp is.
I know. That's what I was like. I'm curious who the Gimp was. You know what I mean? I'm just curious, like, if they would have, like, came out and said who the Gimp was.
Let me look, see if it's online. The guy's name was Tech, is the main guy that was, he's the one that could read minds, heartbeat and super heightened senses.
What really caught me off guard, though, was when Ashley entered the picture.
It doesn't say anything up this. Yeah, she's a little fucked up, bro.
Yeah, do you think? I was like, what the fuck? When she walked in there and started doing the shit she was doing, I was going, holy shit, man.
Yeah.
I felt so much anxiety for Huey. Being in that mask and being in that costume, having to fucking just like put on the biggest bullshit role he ever had to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Like, yeah, cool, dude. Like, let's go. And then let yourself willingly get strapped down. It's like, oh my God. I don't know if I would let it get to that point. I think I'd have had to break character a lot sooner than that. Because the minute you're strapped down, you're fucked. You know, I'm like, you're at their mercy. Like, literally. And then Ashley, like, I don't know, it was just, that was a little, like, this intense. It was like,
intense with her, dude. And then just the shit she was doing to him, dude, about to do to him. You know what I mean? I was like, oh.
Torture tickling.
I know, man. I was like, what the? And he's like, oh.
And then Sister Sage got blasted in the head by Milkman. And the Homelander needed her. In that meeting, and she was just all there. That's a really interesting superpower. That, like, being super smart but totally vulnerable to everything.
Yeah, no shit. But here's my thing. Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna take this to a different direction for a minute. So sidebar. So between Victoria and Annie, which is Starlight, right? You know who Victoria is, right?
Yes,
she's the one that's the politician.
The pops the heads. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, pops people's heads open. Which one do you think is hotter?
See, this is why I think you go after lot lizards, just because your brain goes there immediately.
Well, I'm just saying, which one do you think is hotter?
I mean, that's like apples and oranges. Like, they're both.
Why? Because one's a brunette and one's pretty. A blonde.
And then the ethnicity is totally different, too.
I know, but I mean, okay. All right. So both of them walk into a room. They said you can only have one. Go.
I'm married, so I can't have either.
Oh, I meant if you were single. Come on, just play the game. Jesus Christ. I understand you're married.
Well, you already know the answer.
I think the women do this shit behind our back. Yeah, come on now.
You already know the answer because I prefer brunettes. So I would definitely go
for
the brunette.
You go Victoria all the way, huh? Damn.
All day long. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have taken Annie.
I mean, her schnoz is a little big for me, if I'm being honest. But, you know, that's.
It would stop her from being able to
beggars can't be choosers. I mean, that's not something that can't be fixed. I mean, that's you know, Annie's definitely had a lot of plastic surgery on her.
Yeah, I know, so. Right? I was just gonna say, back when before she had her surgery in the first seasons, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I thought she was cute as a button. There's just something about her face that's off, man. Like, just too much work, and I was like, fuck, man. But anyway, I was just curious, but I didn't know if you'd go the brunette route or go the blonde route on this one.
How did you not know that? Like, you know me. Like,
well, I know what you prefer, but sometimes it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like going out, you know, you eat, you know, fried chicken and then you decide you want a hamburger, you know? So I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's so, like the other time when you we were talking a couple. I have to correct myself because a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Starship Troopers, mm-hmm. you asked me. You said Dizzy or what was the other one?
Or Denise Richardson.
Yeah, whatever her character's name was. I was thinking Dizzy's character, but I said Denise's character's name because I got the two characters backwards.
Carmen.
I don't really.
It was Carmen.
Carmen. Yeah, I got the two characters backwards, and I didn't realize until I went back and listened to the show. So I would definitely be a Dizzy guy all the way I thought she Dizzy was way more beautiful than
She just had a certain sex appeal to her that was better.
Denise Richards. Like, I never thought Denise Richards was pretty. Like, she had a really weird face to me. She just never did it for me.
she had a really weird face to me.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, I'm sure some people find that attractive. It's just not something that I find. Like, it's just something, it's like, it looks kind of alien to me a little bit. You know,
she came in peace. Literally,
she came.
But
she just came.
She came all right. She came all right. But yeah. So back to the show.
This is probably the worst recap of the boys episode of all time. We're just sidebarring the fuck out.
Sorry, guys.
But,
we're out there today.
Yeah,
it's close to the weekend, so we're.
I think it's pretty. I don't know. I didn't like it at first. I had to fast forward through all the Frenchie and Colin stuff.
Right.
It's just because it was just a little too much for me. Like, I don't know.
So too,
like,
with that,
they're not doing the same type of scenes with male female characters. So there's no balance.
Right. It's just one way or the other.
Do you know, it's either like soft, intimate, gay porn or. It's blood and guts, horror, and or
horror
physical
or horror,
abuse, horror.
Oh, okay.
Or BDSM. You know, it's like there's no like there's no real. I mean, you've got Huey and Starlight, but that's like a junior high joke of a romance. Like, I can't even believe that she had an abortion and got pregnant because I can't even picture them being romantic together.
Yeah.
They don't have any chemistry on screen.
None. Zero.
It's more like a big sister, little brother. Type feeling. You know, because Huey's like, he feels like he's immature. So that's why I said little brother. But it's not, there's no like chemistry there. You know what I mean? So I really feel like that's lacking. Like, I feel like that part's lacking in the show for sure. And I don't know.
Although I did think the episode ended. With quite a great scene.
Well, I mean, because that was awesome because it shows you the like how like smart Firecracker really is, even though she's perceived as being like dumb and ignorant and stupid. She like knows what Homelander needs, and she's getting herself like right where she needs to be. He's like, I don't find you sexually attractive, and she squirts him in the face, and he's like,
then she shoots him in the face, and I was like this. I will like this. I literally went, get the fuck out of here. I literally, it caught me off guard. I didn't know where she was going with it either. I thought she was going to do what that one guy did, was giving him a blowjob. Remember? I thought for sure she was going to drop to a knee and try to tempt him. And then he was going to kill her or do something stupid, you know?
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, she's like highly intelligent, man, with playing that.
Homelander's
playing on his weakness.
Interesting. He's a very interesting character because I've always liked, the actor that plays Homelander.
Right, it's Anthony Starr.
Anthony Starr. I really loved his character in Banshee. Like, that's probably one of my all-time favorite shows. Mm-hmm. And I like how he's playing Homelander because you can see it's like what would happen to Superman if Superman wasn't raised by the Kents. You know, like if he's raised in a lab by people poking and prodding him. And
right.
I loved the episode of where he goes down in the basement where they basically did all the testing on him. And he kind of exacts his revenge. Because if you think about it, it's really clever writing. Because if they framed it differently, it would have been like a hero's revenge story. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like taking it out on the bad guys. But because the way they framed it, and the way they shot it and the way that Homelander portrayed himself, it came out like he's like really fucked up and the bad guy. But in reality, they just were getting
They're
what
the
they
bad
deserved because they did all that shit to him first.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was pretty fucked up when he had that guy. We put him in the middle of the room and made him jerk off in front of everybody.
Right.
If he didn't get hard, he just fucking killed him.
Because they made fun of him when he was doing it, you know, trying to do it in private, you know, and the guy called him Little Squirt, you know, and they picked on him and they put him in that incinerator and the guy was shooting the hoops and like not even like showing any level of compassion for that person in there. And he was like, yeah, it didn't kill me, but it fucking hurt like hell. You know what I mean? Like, it still wasn't, it wasn't a good time. He fucking put him in there and just like cooked his ass. I was like, yeah, buddy.
You said the scene, that was a really good episode too. I mean, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, I think Butcher is, he's just as fucked up as Homelander.
If not more, in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, in his own way, he's like, kind of more fucked up. Like, you can see him just losing it more and more and more every episode. I mean,
right. Well, that makes sense. But I'm just saying in general, because, you know, here's a human that, like, tortures other humans for his job, whereas Homelander got put into the situation beyond his control, you know?
Right, right.
Like, through psychological manipulation is why he is the way he is. You know, that's why he craves, you know, the breast milk and the feeling of, like, love and compassion, because it's probably all he ever, that's probably the only, like, moments of like compassion that he had in his childhood.
Right.
So it was, it's really interesting to see that. I really like one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie though, not movie, but show was, I think it was in season one where him and Maeve, they go up to try to save the plane and he fucks up and kills the pilot and fucks up the equipment when he's killing the terrorists. You remember?
Yep, I remember.
And she's like, you just fly out there and slow the plane. He's like, are you serious? Like, I'll go out there, I'll fly right through it. Like, I can't slow it down. These people are just fucked. And he just leaves. He's like, I'm out.
He's like, peace out, bitches.
He's like, oopsie. You know, and it's so funny because, like, you know, that's probably what would really happen in real life. Because think of all the times that we fuck up. And we're just like, whoops, that didn't work out as planned. But now it's just on a bigger scale. You're like, you make a mistake. I think that's why I like the movie Hancock so much, too.
Oh, me too, man. I thought it was a sleeper great movie.
Yeah, because it was like, you're still just a regular fucking dude on the inside, like mentally. You know, you have all the same problems. Just because you have super strength and super speed and super powers doesn't mean you're immune to all the other shit.
That's right.
So I think that would be like, you know, I thought that was a really good movie. I wish I had made a sequel to that one. But I like the boys like that because they're more fractured humans. You know, it's like, and you see A-Train's like Road to Redemption. I thought the whole Will Ferrell, like, you know, what was it? Like coaching A-Train or something? Yeah, I was just
coaching A-Train in track.
I think that was a straight dig to the Blind Side. Like, I literally think 100%. They did that. Because it's a straight dig to the Blind Side.
I thought the same shit.
It's funny how they're just like, they're like parading around the black people and the black people know it. And they're just like, fuck, like I just got to go along with it. You know, like,
they're like, motherfuckers.
And then you got the deep who's just fucking, he's just clueless. Like, he's just
that guy. Don't even start it, man. We'll be another fucking 20 minutes talking about this guy, man. I mean, he's so fucked up, dude. Like, he's fucked up. Every time he has that octopus scene too, man, I just sit there and fucking laugh on the inside, like, what is wrong with him?
I know. It makes you think, like, you know, Aquaman. Like when Aquaman and Dagon, like orca ass, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Aquaman is he's going deep, all right. I thought the same thing. Well, listen, man. So what was so far for this season? So let's finish the show. What would you say on a scale of 1 to 10 so far this season of The Boys?
On, you know, it started off at like a 3, but now it's kind of climbed its way up to a 6.
I was thinking about a solid 7 for me in my book.
Okay.
I thought the same thing. I thought, man, this is really weak. It started at like about a 4 or 5 for me. And then I was like, you know what, man? It's increasingly gotten better. So hopefully the momentum stays good until the end of the season.
I struggle with a couple of things. And it's a problem that a lot of movies and shows are plagued with. Like, I don't understand. They didn't do a good job explaining why Victoria didn't just pop all of their heads right then and there.
When I know, the right? Alley, she could have just ended it.
Just be done with it. And I know that it's because they had the evidence against her. But there's so much CGI and so much fake shit out in the world that she could have literally spun it. You know what I mean?
No, I'm right there with you.
Like, where it wouldn't have been that big of a deal because it would just been internet. Like, even if somebody else released it, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. And I think, you know, in my mind, it'd been better just to eliminate the threat right then and there and then deal with the backlash of fake stuff on the internet, you know? But that's just my thought process on it.
That's all I got to say about that.
I feel like a lot of movies are plagued with that. Like, the villain could take out the good guy, but the villain for some reason decides not to in the moment. You know, like, I've seen it, like, it happened in the show The Bricklayer. There's a scene in the show where the villain could literally just put a bullet in the guy, but instead they choose to leave to let the henchman come and take care of it, which allows the guy to escape. And I'm just like, if you'd have just pulled the trigger, it'd have been done. You know, like an Equalizer, like that's another great one. Like, there's so many opportunities where the bad guys could just pull the trigger and not have the dialogue. You know, it's like that's, I think it's a running joke in industry. It's like the bad guys always have to have a long enough monologue to let James Bond and the heroes escape. So yeah,
that is so accurate, man. It's so true.
I always wonder about that. I think that's what I like about Game of Thrones so much and House of Dragons is the bad guys don't pause. There's like, they're just like, okay, you're dead.
Yep.
Like, there's no dialogue. Like, every time you love somebody, you think they're going to be okay. They're like, they get fucked up, die.
And that's why they're villains. And Jeremy, that's why they're villains.
Because, I mean, even all the way through, like, that series, and then we'll get out of here on this note, that series was great because no one was safe.
Right.
None of the actors, you didn't feel like any of the characters were actually safe from getting killed, you know, where there's a lot of movies, like anytime there's a Jason Statham movie and he's the main character, I know for a fact that he is not going to die.
Yeah, he ain't dying.
I mean, I don't care how many bombs or bullets or shit you throw
or bees
at this guy,
or whatever.
he's gonna ninja cut his way through that shit, okay, and walk away looking cool. Like, it's like a given, you know, like. But now Sean Bean dies in fucking everything. Like, yeah, when I see Sean Bean on the screen, I'm like, that motherfucker's going to die. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. And it's not going to be a nice happy
someone's
death.
Someone's about to die.
I'm like, oh, man, come on, Sean Bean. Make it through the movie. Come on, buddy. Let's go.
Come on.
Somebody save that guy.
Yeah, you're like, he's going to make it. There's only like 5 minutes left. I can tell by the time run. Nope, he's dead.
Yeah. Boink. Yeah, you know, he'll die post-credit.
Yeah. They start to roll the credits.
He's sitting there, the victory, like, you know, they'd be, he'll also grab his heart and be like, oh, dies of a heart attack right at the end of the movie. He survives everything.
The credits going over him. No, I hear you, man. All right, let's get the fuck out of here, dude. So, guys, don't forget, head over to thedailybm.com where you can find all our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. We're there, TikTok, yada, yada, yada. We are now going to probably set up a schedule soon to go live once a week on to start with TikTok, but I just sprung that on Mike. Oh, yeah. He has no idea. So it was just something I thought about.
I don't even have a TikTok account.
Yeah, I know, but I do for us. So we'll do it when we're together.
Mm. So Brad will go live. Brad's the face of the Bailey BM. Like,
the Bailey? The Daily. Did you say the Bailey or the Daily? Oh, okay.
The Bailey,
whatever.
Bailey's and cream.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Bailey's and cream.
Don't forget, head over to MasonDangerCO.com or MasonDangerBeardCO.com, and you can get 20% off just simply by using the promo code DailyBM. Mikey, you got anything before we get out of here for the weekend?
Nope, I think that's it. I think everybody just needs to, like, you know, go out and enjoy a flick and have a good time.
There you go. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for my The Why with Brad. It's a quick 10-minute hit or less. Depends on my mood. Sometimes I run over another 5 minutes, but who the fuck knows? I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about yet. So here we go. So we'll catch you guys tomorrow, and maybe, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Not me. You won't catch me. Brad only. It's a Brad exclusive.
Me only. Yeah, it's Brad exclusive. So I'll talk to all three of you.
I barely want to be here as it is.
Yeah, exactly. I can see it in his face. Trust me, guys. All right.
See ya.
That's my general disdain for life.
Deuces.